morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, the weather is still kind of cold and probably some of us might have already done our tree pruning. But there's another kind of pruning right about now that we're going to need to be thinking about, and that's pruning our rose bushes. And we have a really special guest here in the studio. We're welcoming back Mark Benitez to the show. He's chair of the Rose Committee. And welcome back, Mark. It's great to have you here.
Thank you, Norma. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, pruning roses, I think this might be something that our listeners might be a little wary of because maybe they don't know how or how much to prune off. So how do we get started?
Well, I think we're very fortunate enough to live in El Paso with a beautiful rose garden that serves as a demonstration area. And roses continue to be the most, number one, popular ornamental in the landscape. You know, you talk about people and they have a rose bush. They want a rose bush. They've grew up with rose bushes all around. And I think the number one take home message is it's okay to be a little aggressive when you prune because the long term benefits are really going to pay off. But really, how do you approach that? And what do you look at when you're out there looking at a defoliated rose bush?
So, Mark, how do we get started? What's the first thing that we're going to need to look at?
Well, timing. Generally, latter part of January, first part of February is a good time to start working on your personal garden. We start at the Municipal Rose Garden right after New Year's because we have 1,350 plus rose bushes to prune. So we get an earlier start. But it's recommended in this area late January, early February to get started.
So about how many master gardeners are out there in the Municipal Rose Garden doing this?
We have a core group of about 20 that are on our committee and that help in management of the garden, working with the city and doing everything we need to do to communicate with Ms. Rodriguez and the Texas AgriLife Committee and the city, just to let them know, you know, the status of the garden.
And we need to point out that the garden is not yet open to the public, even though the master gardeners are pretty busy. So there is eventually going to be an opening to the public on March the 1st. But we sort of are going to be able to have master gardener assistance in helping us know what to do with pruning our roses. And so the weekend before that March 1st opening is when the master gardeners are going to hold a really helpful pruning demonstration, correct?
Actually, it's just the days before
opening.
The 27th and the 28th, we've determined those will be our demonstration dates, pruning demonstration dates. The hours will be between 12 and 3, and we'll have several master gardeners on both days, Friday and Saturday, there to show the public how we prune. Plus, they'll be able to walk through the garden to see what we've done the last 2 months in terms of preparing the garden, pruning, and getting the garden ready.
Well, usually late February it gets pretty warm here in the region. And you were saying earlier that late January, early February is probably the best time to be doing some pruning. But perhaps if people get a late start and want to prune their roses after the demonstration, after they learn all the correct techniques, would that still be within a good window?
Yes, it would. It's still winter. You know, we still have some very cold days in March. But we do start seeing the progression of, you know, the warmer temperatures coming in. But we've been known to have some cold temperatures in March. So, like I said, that's why we kind of focus on late January, early February for the garden. But if someone doesn't get to it that time frame, you know, it's still better to prepare the rose bush and get it ready.
And I think once people are really concerned about is whether to be a little bit more aggressive in looking at your rose bushes when you take those out. And really what master gardeners do every year, there's a lot. It's a heavy pruning season. So you take about a third of those rose bushes that are out there and you really cut them back to promote that new vegetative growth and make sure those flower buds get initiated. So if you didn't do that severe pruning, then you really would kind of get some new leggy growth. That bloom reduction would really be evident in that to be able to see that, because really the roses that are pruned there are for the show. There are for the bloom, which is why you all do such.
It's a show garden.
It's a show garden, exactly. So when you're looking at this and you're looking, okay, which canes? Okay, I look at the rose bush and it's 4 feet tall, whatever. And you cut down a third of that, and then you're like, okay, well, now what after that? Now we need to look at where those cuts are going to be and what angles. So can we kind of describe that the best that we can? I know it's difficult, right?
No, it really is. You know, like I said, you're using the third, but, you know, many times we do a third to a half, depending on the size of the bush and whether it's been aggressively pruned in the past years. We've had situations where when we start running short on time, we don't prune as aggressively toward the end. So this year we kind of focused on a garden, on the garden that we knew we had to do half. Mm-hmm. And so basically the most important element in pruning a bush is to clear the center. I don't think we can emphasize enough that importance. You know, it's so important to clear the center, get rid of all the dead wood, because the dead wood just promotes disease, and just clean it out, and it just really helps the bush prepare for growth. And then you just look at the bush, how you want to grow. Yesterday, I showed a master gardener. You know, once you finish that rose bush, you want to get your thumb out there and look at it like an artist does and see how did you leave it. And so, you know, like I said, we leave these bushes pretty bare after we pruned them, but it's all good.
Is there a sort of a rule you were saying to sort of clear out sort of the internal part of the rose bush? Is there a rule as to how much you want to clear out? You don't want to, you know, scoop it out and leave it hollow in the middle, right?
You want to promote good growth, the good canes, you know, especially in an older rose. You know, if you have a good young cane coming up, that's the cane you want to support. And if you have some older canes that, you know, don't look like they're really progressing, then it's good canes. That's where you really need to determine, you know, where they are and support them when you prune the bush.
And we use the concept of a lot of, you know, types of glasses that you want to kind of keep a shape of a rose bush. And a common suggestion on that is like a wine glass shape, mm-hmm, that kind of, mm-hmm, kind of, mm-hmm, keeps a bowl open, if you will. And to, you know, allow, I think one big thing to keep the blooms going, but it's another thing is also you want to make sure that airflow is there so that you reduce any kind of incidence of pests and diseases. So that air circulation is kind of, you know, several prong approach to keep that rose bush healthy. And sometimes you just got to make a decision and just, you know, cut it.
So we know about pruning certain types of roses around this time of year, but there is also, I think, a rose that we shouldn't be pruning at this time. And isn't that rule applicable for climbing roses?
Yes, climbing rose bushes are the one type of bush that you do not want to prune until after the first bloom. And we try to, when we have the interns come in, we kind of flag all the climbers so that they know that, mm-hmm, that is a climbing bush, and we will take a different approach to it.
And knowing really why you don't want to cut those roses at all, because those are going to bloom on that new growth on there. And if you cut your climbing roses right now, you're not going to have any blooms during summertime. So that's definitely the reasoning behind that. You want to wait till it flowers. And that's true in all plants that flower before they leaf out. You know, we have a lot of ornamental plants that are able to do that, and you'll really see that reduction in blooms if you take them out too soon, because you're pretty much taking off all that wood that those flowers are going to be born on.
Well, I have a personal anecdote to share. I have a climbing rose. It's not a miniature. The rose itself is miniature, but the climbing rose itself is not. But when I purchased the rose, I didn't train it, and it was untrained for about 3 years until this past spring when I bought finally a trellis for it, mm-hmm, and I kind of had to bungee very carefully all of the branches onto the trellis. But I'm wondering, is there a way I can maybe retrain new growth on that particular rose bush?
Through pruning. Yeah, that's the best way to, if you take a look at the municipal rose garden the next time you go, Norma, you'll be able to see some of the trellises that we have there and some of the arches that we have there. And basically, they have been trained through the pruning process. It just depends on what you want. Our desire is to have large blooms. Now, on the climbers, you have various sizes. the pruning really does help them in their growth. And this past year, we really aggressively pruned all the climbing. And you know what? They came back even more mm-hmm. beautiful. Hmm. So that's where Ms. Rodriguez is correct. You know, pruning really does affect the plant in a very positive way. And that's why we tell everybody, don't be afraid to get in there and prune your rose bush because it's going to come back and say thank you.
I was going to say, you have to really also look at which tools you're going to be able to use for your mm-hmm. rose bushes mm-hmm. as well. And we recommend using the best quality that you can afford, bypass pruners. And what that's going to do is going to give you a really nice cut on that rose cane so that you're able to make a good angle, because that's a lot about proper pruning is getting that right angle and where that placement of that bud is on the main stem. And so by putting yourself in the best foot forward, you want to make sure that you make the good cut at the good angle at the proper height. So along with that, the Master Gardeners will have at their pruning demonstration a lot of publications with them that shows diagrams on how to do it. And then they'll be actually doing it and showing the homeowners how to get excited and not be, you know, too worried about pruning as well. But all of these publications are also available online so that we can get folks to kind of start reading up on them and trying to see, so that they can have those specific questions for the Master Gardeners mm-hmm. so they can really help you and take that knowledge back home so you can apply it.
And we'll have those links for you on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org that will give you some really good diagrams. And if somebody is just wanting to go ahead and prune their rose, you were saying that it's okay to be a little bit aggressive. So maybe if they maybe accidentally made an incorrect pruning cut, it's not really going to damage. I mean, it's a recommended cut, but in the long term, it's not going to permanently damage your rose bush, right?
Right. Of course not. There's no reason for it to be detrimental to that rose bush, to the lifespan of that. It's just a matter of learning those proper pruning techniques. And the thing is to be able to understand that the reason why you're making a cut, it doesn't matter what plant you're pruning in the landscape. It's a purpose behind it. And if you understand that, there's always a way to improve it. And if you want to wrangle in an unkept bush, or you know, want to make a different form about it, or if you really see a decline in rose blooms in home gardens, you can just see that proper pruning is going to like reinvigorate the life of that bush. And a lot of times people don't take care of the rose bushes, and they just kind of fade away and other things, secondary or tertiary things, start happening to it. But proper pruning is essential to increase that vigorous of that.
And maintenance of the equipment that you're using.
Yes.
You know, keeping them clean. Clean them every day with wet wipes or a solution that will clean your bypass or your lopper. You know, make sure you have a file to keep those blades sharp, because you want a clean cut. That's the one thing most homeowners need to be aware of. You want a clean cut. You don't want something that's going to break the cane, because that just invites disease.
Yeah. Well, very quickly, before we wrap things up, the Municipal Rose Garden, which is located on Copia, right around the Memorial Park area, it's going to be opening to the public on March the 1st. And right before then, the Master Gardeners are going to hold a pruning demonstration. And Mark, give us again those dates.
Yeah, February the 27th, which is a Friday from 12 to 3. And on Saturday, the 28th of February from 12 to 3. April the 4th is our show date for the Rose Garden.
Well, we're looking forward to it. Thank you, Mark Benitez, Chair of the Rose Committee and Master Gardener. It's been terrific having you back here in the studio.
Thank you so much, Norma. It's my pleasure.
I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
We want to thank you so much for listening today. And remember that a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.